Tish Harrison Warren is urging Christians to pray for Putin's death. In her article, Mrs. Warren admits that she finds herself praying the imprecatory psalms with Russia's president in mind. And imprecation is a curse, she writes. So now you can pray to Holy David that Vladimir Putin may be assassinated per Klaus von Stauffenberg. And Lindsey Graham, the imprecatory psalms are those that call down destruction. Oh, okay, thank you. It's a good thing Mrs. O'Connell is here. The imprecatory psalms are those that call down destruction, calamity, and God's judgment on enemies. Well, if we're going to start calling God's judgment down, can we call it down upon Obama, Bush, Clinton? Bush can't call it down on Reagan because he's already went to judgment. And Carter. And all those that belong or that worked in the neocon wars or worked or whipped up the neocon war. As an aside here, and I'm going to talk about this because it's in that same subspect that none of you read. Except for Caesary. Victoria Nuland, the woman that went in front of the Senate and broke the news to Marco Rubio, to little Marco, that the Ukrainians had bioweapons laboratories and that the Russian army had found them. And she was in fear that these horrible, horrid, deadly contagions and bioweapon pathogens might fall into Russian hands. I did not know that Victoria Nuland is the wife of Robert Kagan. And if you don't know who Kagan is the lead neocon, Decepticon, who founded and began this god-awful entity called the Project for the New American Century, which is basically, it should be called, the Project for New American, a New American Century of Bombing Brown People. But now we switched. It is actually kind of a refreshing change, is it not? To have switched from bombing brown people to bombing white people now. Namely, Russia. In any event, this woman invokes the imprecatory psalms to call down destruction, calamity, and God's judgment on enemies. Honestly, I don't know what to do with them. I pray them simply as a rote practice, but I gravitate toward even a more even-keeled promises of God's presence and mercy. I am often uncomfortable with the violence and self-assured righteousness found in these kinds of psalms, but they were made for moments like these. So again, America, star-spangled awesome. Yes. We have God on our side, and everything that we do is inspired and guided by God. Now, this may be true to a point, because the only way that the two ways that anything can occur in human affairs is, one, God wills it, or two, he lets it happen. I'm not sure which side this conflict falls on, willed or let it happen. But I do know that if you're out there pining away and praying for Vladimir Putin's assassination, that you are, all right, God, you're not doing things that we need done fast enough. We need this guy to go, and we need him to go now. Whereas Lindsey Graham said, we need somebody to take this guy out. We need a Klaus von Stauffenberg to take this guy out. I'd also like to share for you, and again, I'm going to bounce around a little bit here because there's a lot to get into. In 2019, wait a minute, because we have some of you listeners and some of you chat roomers that are convinced that Vladimir Putin is BFFs with Klaus Schwab, and that Putin's role in all this according to the theories that I've read, is to was to aid and assist in launching the Great Reset. And that because he is Klaus Schwab's boy, then it would only make sense. Of course, no Americans are. It's only Putin that is Klaus Schwab's boy. And since he is Klaus Schwab's boy, then he must be going along with, he must be with Xi, who apparently also is Klaus Schwab's boy, the premier of the Chinese Communist Party. So they are in cahoots to launch the new digital currency and the Great Reset, as the documentaries that are being forwarded around out there show. But then again, wait a minute. This is from last Thursday. The World Economic Forum is siding with Ukraine and is blowing a hole in its budget. The World Economic Forum has put on ice its relationship with Russia, including strategic partnerships and conglomerates run by oligarchs. A Kremlin-based research center in Moscow and an advisory council led by Russian President Vladimir Putin's economic advisor have also been torpedoed. As a matter of fact, in that Substack that I mentioned, thekingdude.substack.com, that none of you read, and most people won't because there's too much truth in it, you can actually go to the former page, or the bio page at the WEF site, that's WEF.org, WorldEconomicForum.org, and search for Vladimir Putin, and you'll get Bupkis. And if you actually know the URL, and I forget what it is, /bio, it might be Vladimir-Putin, you will get the page you are looking for can no longer be found. He gone! Well, of course you would say that. I mean, this is exactly according to plan. Because Putin, the former KGB agent, is now a double agent. Not only is he ruling the entire West and ruining, driving your price of Cheerios and gasoline up, he's also simultaneously conspiring. I mean, this guy, he may be actually the Antichrist. Is there anything Super Vlad can't do? And now he's simultaneously a double agent and is working with Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum to bring about the Great Reset. I mean, look, I got to hand it to the guy. Anyone that can accomplish all that during Lent and he can't even speak English? Dude. I mean, this guy is... Talk about Superman. The 800-pound gorilla of the elite conference circuit has walked the tightrope for decades when it comes to Russia, basking in the Kremlin's attention while cringing over oligarch antics. You know, now, this isn't most of this piece here at the Politico is an apologia for, or it's apologetics, if you will, for the World Economic Forum. And how awesome and instrumental it is for all of our economic benefit, you think. Because the World Economic Forum raises the next generation of, you know, people that are going to act all economic EE and stuff. Putin and his predecessor as President Dmitry Medvedev have addressed the WEF five times from 27 to 2021. Putin was even invited to speak in 2015. See, he is a double agent. Dude, when the dude's not bombing maternity hospitals in the largest city in the Donetsk. And by the way, I'm going to get into this as well. I talked about it a little bit last Thursday. I'll talk about it a little bit more today. Here's the thought starter for you. Why would you liberate, acknowledge the sovereignty of Donetsk as a sovereign country and Lugansk, and then find in its largest city, the city of Mary, Mariupol, if you translate Mariupol, the city of Mary, find the largest city where the future citizens of said newly recognized sovereign republic will be born, and then target it for a vicious and vindictive, as it's being called, slaughter of pregnant women and infants. Now, of course, here in America, we murder infants for fun, a couple thousand before lunch today, in the Planned Parenthood's abortuariums. But that's another story, because we's America, and we're allowed to do that, and God in the imprecatory Psalms have nothing to say about it. So how do you reconcile these things?